All right. This is a legit diary I kept when I was 19 years old and living my best life in London on exchange for a university program. I broke up with the Australian boy I'd gone with and started having a love affair with an Italian man named Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo, now Antoine with bad breath.
That's right. Has since left London and gone back to Rome.
Yep.
And Antoine, a Frenchman, has knocked on my door late at night.
Yes.
I booked a trip to go to Rome, you know, in coming days. I think we actually go to Rome today. But Antoine, you know, he's there.
Yeah.
He's smooth.
Is he seeing you off at the airport to go see your other guy?
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We find ourselves Monday, October 18. The year is 2010. And I've written AM. So this must be a couple entries.
Oh, okay.
So talk about multicultural. Antoine basically moved into my room over the weekend.
Yeah, multicultural. Multiple dudes in my room.
Well, not really moved in, but he slept over Saturday night and Sunday night.
Right.
And when I told him I had to go this morning to Stansted Airport to fly to Rome to see Lorenzo, it was like he was physically injured. I made us Lorenzo's beans as a snack.
Oh, you're spitting in Antoine's face here.
Do you remember he made me those cannellini beans with the onion and the garlic? He hated them.
Oh, of course
he did.
Weird seeing one.
Italian.
Weird seeing one dude eating another dude's beans. Not that he knew they were his beans, but interesting that he didn't like them.
Boys and the beans never mix.
Gave me a little farewell to remember him by.
Oh, was that?
Now I'm sitting on the train on the way to Stansted. What a bad girl. French in the morning, Italian in the evening.
Stop it. What? Who is this person?
Yuck. Oh, here we go. Monday, October 18, 2010. PM.
Okay.
Oh my God, I've never been so happy to see someone. Seeing Lorenzo at the airport was amazing. Is this what it feels like when you have a puppy and you come home from a long day at work and they run to you? How is he equal parts cute like a puppy and a sex god?
Oh my God.
So good to feel his skin under my fingers again. Ew. All that
skin
drama.
Skin under your fingers? Are you scratching
him? I don't know. Is forgotten in that moment. Remember, he was picking fights over Skype.
Yeah, that sounds like an NCIS episode.
Yeah, it does.
Well, his skin was found under the fingernail.
Moving back a little. Stansted security pulled my carry-on luggage apart for a bomb check. G-strings everywhere. How mortifying. So I bought new undies.
There's nothing else in there. G-string.
So I bought new undies for my trip to Rome. Don't you judge me, Clarence.
Who's Clarence?
I'm guessing that's
the security.
Yeah.
You wish your girlfriend bought new undies once in a while. Wow, really mad at Clarence. Anyway, we went for dinner. I had spaghetti cacio e pepe.
Oh, nice.
No, not spaghetti. Bucatini. It's thick spaghetti. Delish.
Okay, great.
Blink, and it was 2 a.m. and we were strolling around the Fontana di Trevi, for Trevi Fountain, with like zero tourists in sight. Lorenzo taught me about the tossing of the coin into the fountain so that you may return to Rome. He made me do it twice because the first time I threw it over my right shoulder when you're meant to throw it over your left. But I was facing away from the fountain, so I was confused. I told Lorenzo he can never come to Melbourne because we have nothing like the Trevi and he will be disappointed probably. Tuesday, October 19, 2010. This is a short entry. San Pietro, Piazza di Spagna, Il Vittoriano, Vaticani and Cappella Sistina.
Huh?
As a Vatican and the Sistine Chapel. Lorenzo is amazing. The chapel was packed. And you're not allowed to take photos in there. But he ever so slyly put the camera between us and shot upwards.
Oh, he's the first person to do that.
Yeah. Isn't he good? He hasn't taken girls here before.
It's kind of blurry, and I think the tip of my nose was in it. But I was so excited to have a Michelangelo original. But God was having none of it.
Oh.
My camera was pickpocketed out of my bag on the bus. That'll teach you to mess with the big guy, Jessica. Back to London tomorrow for the Harry Potter premiere. Woo.
What a change of gears.
Okay.
So I lost all my photos from that trip.
Oh.
But that's because God was punishing me for taking photos in the Sistine Chapel.
Also because you were probably two Tommy guys at the same time.
Probably. You had Frenchie
in London, then you had the Italian love of your puppy life.
In Rome.
Oh, wow.
But then, yes, I do remember that. I went to the Harry Potter premiere. It must have been the final film. And Rupert Grint was there and Emma Watson was there.
Did you just go and like when they're on the red carpet? And
you know, like the crowds all mill about in front of the cinema.
But no word of like, you know, goodbye to Lorenzo forever. No, just, or,
that was that, hey?
Just went back to Harry Potter.
Anyway, that's me for another week.
Does he come back?
Who, Lorenzo?
The Itai, yeah.
Well, remember we booked a trip, well, he booked a trip to Venice later.
Right.
But I'm going back, obviously, to the Frenchman. I don't know.
Stay tuned.
Wow, jeez, I can't believe I fed beans from one bloke's recipe book. to another bloke.
I don't know how you
what
can
an
do that.
Absolute maniac.
You psycho.
Must have just been sitting there, just like stroking my chin like an evil genius. Yeah. He'll never know.